AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is an honor, a tremendous honor.
President-elect Donald Trump rings the opening bell on the New York Stock Exchange. He's in the Big Apple to be named Time Magazine's Person of the Year, as he was when he first won the White House in 2016.
I think we're going to have a tremendous run. We have to straighten out some problems, some big problems in the world. When we left, we didn't have any of these problems. We didn't have Russia with Ukraine. We didn't have Israel October 7th. We didn't have the Afghanistan disaster. We didn't have inflation. We had no inflation.
On the topic of inflation, the government's reporting it picked up in November.
The Labor Department says the producer price index, which tracks inflation before it reaches consumers, rose 0.4% last month from October. That's the sharpest gain since February of last year. One reason why? Higher food prices. I'm Shelley Adler.
President Biden's announced a slew of presidential pardons, our Sagar Magani reports.
The president's commuting the sentences of roughly 1,500 people and pardoning 39 others. The commutations are for those who served at least a year of home confinement after being released from prison during the COVID pandemic. The White House says the pardons were issued to those convicted of nonviolent crimes and turned their lives around.
About a foot of snow is forecast for the Great Lakes region today. Michigan and New York authorities are urging caution. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's met with the King of Jordan in a renewed effort for a ceasefire between Gaza and Israel. The suspect in the fatal shooting in New York of UnitedHealthcare CEO remains imprisoned in Pennsylvania. U.S. Census Bureau data finds after the pandemic, there are fewer grandparents raising kids, and there are fewer preschoolers now than there were in the 4 years before the pandemic. This is AP News. South Korean lawmakers are still trying to impeach their president.
Outside South Korea's parliament, demonstrators continue their protest against President Yoon Suk-yeol. South Korea's parliament says six opposition parties have submitted a new motion to impeach Yoon. Yoon defended his martial law decree as an act of governance and denied charges of rebellion, vowing he will fight to the end. I'm Jennifer King.
In Washington, Iowa Senator Joni Ernst is coming under extreme pressure to support President-elect Donald Trump's nominee for defense secretary. Ernst, an Iraq War veteran and sexual assault survivor, is facing various political threats if she doesn't endorse Pete Hegseth. He's been accused of sexual assault and said that women should not serve in combat. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.